which window again?
Quit jumping the gun.
I don't even have my gun out.
Would you be quiet? It was a figure of speech.
Of what?
Echo, just forget it. We need to get closer before we can verify the target.
Tell me who the target is now.
No, one thing at a time. Who did I tick off at HQ to get this assignment?
You tick somebody off?
Stay focused.
On it like stink on flies.
That's not... just never mind. We need to get closer.
Listen, Frost, this baby right here, I call her baby, is a Christensen Arms modern precision rifle. Weight 8 pounds, 25-inch barrel, aluminum-bedded chassis.
Be careful there, Echo. You're salivating.
Sorry. I do that all the time.
Why me?
Still don't know. Do you want me to contact HQ and ask somebody?
No. Stay on track.
Like I was saying, Frost, point to a window and I'll shave the whiskers off a butterfly with this baby.
We should get closer.
Window! Who is it?
Hold on. Let me look through my binoculars.
I'm following. Just say the word.
I think that... What are you doing?
You were pointing out which window.
I was not. I was about to say that I think these binoculars need to be wiped off as I can hardly see through them.
Oh, crap!
And that's us out of here. Good job, Echo.
Thanks.
I was being sarcastic. Just run.
Hold that thought.
You're listening to Itchy Trigger Finger, produced by Stage Struck Audio Theater. Episode 1, Baby.
She is half insane. I barely got set up when she started shooting that gun of hers.
Baby.
Excuse me? I didn't know you...
That's its name.
What is?
Her gun. Her sniper rifle.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever. She cuts in half some unknown thug and we're out of there. I'm having to kick her in the behind just to get her to go.
And then she fired again?
Again, she emptied her clip.
And?
And what?
Did she bag the target?
Only after she shot 16 other people.
They're terrorists.
How do we know that? It was a dinner party.
Terrorists can have dinner parties. I've been to several. There was this one time they served the best caviar.
Control, please.
I didn't lose it. Oh, yes, right. Control. Me.
You.
I'm still getting used to that title.
I can see that. Something needs to be done about Echo.
There is.
What?
You're assigned to her.
For this mission, sure, but...
No, I mean from now on.
You wouldn't do that to me.
She needs someone like you in the field to help keep her in check.
In check? She's a maniac that's given arsenals to play with.
She's one of the best that we've got.
Put her into a facility and have her checked out.
What kind of facility?
One for wackos who like to shoot people a lot.
You better watch it, Frost. You want more sensitivity training?
No.
Anger management?
No.
Political?
No.
Good.
She's going to kill somebody out there in the field.
I hope so.
Let me rephrase that. She's going to kill me in the field.
You exaggerate.
Control...
No. Now, Frost, get it under control. How is it when you're called control, you put the word in nearly every sentence?
I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of mission...
You didn't speak of a mission.
You did, just then. So, speaking of mission, you have one.
Swell.
You and Echo.
Make sure when they bury me that my epitaph reads, "Here lies the..."
Don't be silly now. It makes your eyes crease up on the edges there.
It does not.
It does too, and it's not attractive at all. You're attractive the rest of the time, Frost, but not when you're silly like that.
You think I'm attract?
Mission, Frost. Bad guys trying to disrupt the balance of peace or something like that? Go see Pendergast.
Fine.
And smile?
Sure. This is me smiling.
So that first shot gets a dozen guys or so all flocking to the windows.
I'll bet.
And Frost is about to freak out all over the place because I made a simple boo-boo.
He would, wouldn't he?
I want to know the target, and he's all, "Let's get out of here because you just made fudge out of all of this." But he didn't say fudge.
No. He doesn't like, I think.
It was crazy.
I bet. Then what happened?
I shot everybody in the house. I thought that'd be pretty obvious.
Dummy me.
Come on, Pendergast. You know me and Baby. We know how to complete a mission. Let me show you.
Not necessary, Echo.
Sure it is. I just need a target here in your training area.
I have seen you shoot targets before.
I need 16 or 17 targets.
You know, I'll only have to call a janitor to come and clean up your mess.
But remember, they were all moving around with their arms waving, which was a mistake.
It sure was, I'm sure.
It made it that much easier to target the suckers.
Yep.
So I shot them.
What is going on here?
And they were deader than the Four Tops career.
The who?
Nope, the Four Tops. Surely you've heard of them.
What are you doing? You aren't up for any training exercises that I know of.
Story time.
You're sharing top secret information about a mission?
I have clearance.
That's not the point.
I just thought Pendergast would like to know how our last mission turned out.
I read the file.
But I wanted to tell you.
She wanted to tell me.
Echo, go and break your weapon down.
You mean Baby?
Yes, break Baby down, oil her up, clean her off, do whatever you need to do.
Yes, sir. And by the way, Frost, I don't know if I told you or not.
Oh, here it comes.
But it was an absolute honor to serve with you on the mission. Thank you.
And there it is.
She terminated 17 of the terrorists in that house?
Alleged terrorists.
17?
16. Get it right.
She's a hoot.
And you're out of line.
Going to turn me into control?
Do you have a cold one or not?
Thought you'd never ask.
And now I'm her temporary permanent handler.
Congrats.
Not congrats, Pendergast. She is a nut.
Only because she lost Alan Tarkenton in the field.
That was 2 years ago.
She's been unhinged ever since. And what's this temporary permanent thing anyway? She's good at what she does.
I am tired of being around a bunch of homicidal maniacs.
You signed up for this job.
To spy, okay? To retrieve information covertly, not to go around wiping out terrorists, blowing up training camps of said terrorists, and napalming.
Napalming? We don't use napalm anymore, do we?
A figure of speech.
We don't use napalm anymore, Frost. I just checked.
You're not funny.
I know. I'm hysterical. A big difference.
Would you like a push?
What? Over a cliff? In a quicksand?
How about the conference room so you can brief us on our next mission?
I had a souped-up motor installed.
Nice. I thought you needed the exercise.
I like 40 miles an hour better.
You lie.
I'll show you sometime. You need to lighten up some with Echo. She's doing her best.
And you need to learn how to run a foot race. Oh, wait. You can't.
You need to work on your joke telling.
By the way, did I ever apologize for being the cause of you losing your legs?
I'm gonna buy you a joke book. You're terrible. Intel that we've gathered leads us to believe the rogue agent with the nuclear submarine launch codes will be heading out of Italy on a train.
Heading where?
East would be my guess. Who has the deep pockets to purchase submarine launch codes?
Is this multiple choice, or do you want the answer in the form of a question?
Echo.
As an echo? Gotcha. The Russians, the Russians, the Russians.
Very funny.
No, it wasn't. The Russians?
Wrong answer.
Wonderful. Just peachy.
What?
The Chinese.
Ding, 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 ding! They love launch codes. I think they collect them.
What train?
We have agents working on that right now as we speak.
Oh, sorry. I think the beans in the commissary were rancid today. Someone should tell Control about that. Nothing worse than rancid beans.
Oh, I don't know. How about our launch codes to a nuclear submarine in the hands of a foreign power?
Yeah, that too. But wow, those beans. Yuck. Oh, my apologies.
We're getting transport cleared for you both.
We intercept where?
On the rails.
Oh, come on, Pendergast.
We're jumping onto a moving train? Yee-haw! Sign me up! Oops. Sorry.
What now?
Silent, but definitely violent. Gotta go.
Control must hate my guts.
On the contrary, she told me that you have a nice...
Don't finish that sentence.
My lips are sealed.
I hate you.
Frost, we need our codes back.
Gotcha.
With as little mess or disturbance as possible.
Then send me solo.
No can do. The agent has to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Killed?
That's the word. I'll have clearance, passports, etc., born, etc., all taken care of by the time you two take off.
I can take out a rogue agent.
With extreme prejudice? Or would you just talk him to death?
I kid you not, in a former life, I must have been Attila the Hun.
Yeah, could be. We'll crack a cold one when you get back. Happy hunting.
Don't trip over any fallen. Oh, wait.
You're funny.
Hysterical. Get it right.
There you are. Been looking all over for you before you shove off.
Control?
Always. You know, Frost, do you have this dimple?
Are there any other orders that you have for me? Us?
Where do I start?
Control.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
I wasn't using it as your name. I was wanting you to... Never mind.
Here.
A jump drive.
Don't look at its contents until you're on the plane.
What's on it?
Naughty, naughty, Frost. Do as you're told. It'll be good training for you when we...
When we what?
Never mind. Happy hunting.
There you are, Frost. I've been here for 2 hours already.
What for? You know what? Don't answer that.
I'm ready to go. I got Baby all packed away.
Baby? That thing will stick out half a mile.
I also brought this.
What is that, Baby Junior?
How'd you guess? This here is my Ruger Super Red Hawk. The bullet flies at just under 1,200 feet per second!
I hate to tell you.
I'm salivating again, aren't I?
Just a bit. Don't you think that that's a bit too powerful a gun to bring on the trip?
No disrespect at all, sir. But are you out of your mind? This is one of the most powerful handguns on the planet! It'll blow a hole big enough for a tank to drive through!
Back in the good old days, we just used piano wire on the throat or spiked a drink.
Again, no disrespect, sir. But the good old days don't sound so good old to me.
I am living my worst nightmare, I kid you not.
You rang control?
Pendergast, there you are. They off yet?
I checked with the airfield. They've been off for over an hour.
Good. You didn't spill the beans?
Only the ones served in the commissary. They were rancid.
Heard that. I've had a talk with the chef. No more beans on my watch.
My gratuitous thanks.
He'll call you when he finds out.
I suspect as much.
That means overtime, which I don't like.
Can't be helped. It's hard to save the world on a budget.
I know, but one can still try. So?
So?
Thoughts?
Several.
About Frost?
Some of them good, I think.
About this mission?
My question is to you.
Shoot.
Are you testing him for some merciless reason?
Maybe so. All I know is that things are getting stirred up in the intelligence community.
But I'm sure there isn't much intelligence behind it.
You said it. I think our rogue agent is just the tip of a mighty big iceberg.
Anything's possible.
Okay, fine. We had our talk. And Pendergast?
Yes?
Don't log in too much overtime, okay?
I wouldn't dream of it.
How much longer till we're there?
You're worse than a little kid, Echo. We've been up in the air for 2 hours.
Can't they make this thing go any faster?
You mean over 600 miles an hour isn't fast enough?
Is that all we're doing?
Yep, that's it.
Slowpokes.
It's that time, you know.
You just said that we had...
No, time for our little talk.
Oh, the one where you tell me that you didn't want to be assigned to me in the first place. You think I'm a nutty kind of nut with a side of nuts. You don't want to be with me in the field. You're in charge and what you say goes. And you generally don't like the look of me? That talk?
No, but good guess.
You don't like the look of me? I even brushed my hair this morning, which is a small miracle for me.
Alan Tarkenton.
Ah. Oh. That talk.
I need to know why you are the way you are.
And why I shouldn't be in the field? Is that it?
I have no control over that. Control does. Now I'm doing it.
Doing what?
Never mind. Tarkenton.
Okay. One time and one time only. My other half. My soulmate, my heart of hearts. We were assigned together on a snatch and grab of a minor diplomat, and he stepped into a bullet.
Stepped into a bullet?
So I wouldn't die. I had to leave him there. We couldn't get his body out of the country for almost a month. In my mind, I have a set of scales.
What kind?
I'm trying to see how many dead bad guys it takes to even out what happened to him.
I see.
End of story time! I'd like to rest now.
You should. Okay, we're 1 hour out. Let's see what's on this drive. Okay. Okay. Train. Submarine cones. Okay, okay, got it. How about who stole it in the first place? What? You have got to be out of your mind.
What is it? Who do you need me to shoot?
Stand down.
Are you...
Stand down, Echo. I've just had a bit of a heart attack, that's all. Nothing to sweat about.
Lean back and I'll give you chest compressions and mouth to mouth.
A figure of speech, Echo. I use them all the time. I'll buy you a book on them.
Sorry. What's the beef?
This is the beef, as you'd call it.
Is that our target? R.J. Andrews. Never heard of him.
I have. I need to go to the comm unit and make a call.
Just 30 miles an hour? Come on. And here's me earning my overtime. Go ahead, Frost.
Pendergast, you better be ready to be a quadriplegic for the rest of your life.
If I've told you once, I've told you to infinity not to exaggerate.
This isn't funny.
Not in a ha-ha sort of way. No, it isn't.
You knew, of course.
I did.
And Control?
That's why you were sent.
She knew I'd track you down. What's going on?
A rogue agent stole secrets not belonging to him and is trying to sell them.
He's one of mine.
Was one of yours.
Is my loyalty being tested? Is that it?
Not loyalty, no. Everyone knows about your loyalty.
Just great. Swell. Peachy.
Control thinks we're on the cusp of an even uglier thing to come.
That's just her wanting to make sure she has job security.
You want to abort and have another team catch him further up the rails?
I do. I trained him. He's...
One of the best. Yes, I know.
I wasn't going to say that.
You don't have to. Abort, yes or no.
He's turned rogue?
Can you say two-timing, double-dealing deceiver?
Pendergast.
Yeah, I know. I hate the game, too. But what can we do?
Take him out with extreme prejudice.
Is that an exaggeration?
What do you think? Out.
Now let's see if I can break 30 miles an hour with this thing.
Woohoo! We get to jump! I haven't got to jump out of a plane in ages!
Just take it easy. We only have 2 minutes to catch the train before it enters the tunnel.
Why not catch it after the tunnel?
Too many trees. We only get one shot at this.
I only need one shot. Say when!
When?
See you down there!
Echo, you're too early. Oh well. Here we go.
Woo! I love it up here! I can see the train! Ross, where'd he go? All right, way to free fall! Don't forget your chute! In we go.
Are you insane?
You tell me.
Yes, an emphatic yes. You jumped too early.
Are we in the train?
That's not the...
Are we?
Yes.
Okay, then.
We don't need that.
I thought...
Quit thinking. I'm the thinking one of this outfit.
Fine.
We landed in the center of the train. You take off that way, I'll go this way. You know who we're looking for?
You showed me his pic on the train.
He might look different, I don't know.
We'll find him, don't worry.
Me? Worry? Go.
Sorry, this is a private car.
Hiya.
Oh, not you. Why did they have to send you?
How's it going, RJ?
It was better 15 seconds ago, Frost.
Mind if I sit?
Why should I mind? How about some lunch and a bottle of champagne?
I've already eaten. Thanks, though.
Are you going to ask why?
I'm assuming you've gotten cynical like the rest of us have and decided that instead of fighting a never-ending, seemingly useless battle against tyranny, cruelty, and world enslavement, you've chucked it in for a big payday. That sound about right?
Spot on.
RJ Andrews, one of my own trainees.
Sting a bit?
Remember the cynical part? I expect nothing from my fellow man, so I am never disappointed. I don't understand why you haven't sent the codes in as an email and be done with it.
You know me, the grandmaster of flash and melodrama.
And most likely they wanted it delivered in person.
Yeah, that too. So, how does this play out? Here to shoot me?
I'm not even carrying a gun.
That's good. That's nice of you. Stupid, but nice.
Useless of me to try and change your mind?
Oh yeah, I'm way past that.
So, I take it that you'll need to get rid of me?
Yes. I'd rather not, but you're one tenacious fellow.
So are you, I bet.
I learn from the best.
Let's not get all sentimental, RJ. I'm going to ask you nicely that you hand over the list. On the thumb drive, yes?
Yes. And no thank you, I'd rather not, unless you have a higher offer to make?
Nope.
Well.
Yeah.
Drop it, or I drop you, loser!
I'd do it if I were you.
Okay.
Has he got it?
I actually haven't seen it. RJ, do you mind?
Does he mind?
I, in fact, do mind. Is this the half-insane echo I've heard so much about?
It sure is, honey. Got it? Yes or no?
Got it. Right here.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Not on your life!
Echo, you're pointing that gun at me. We're after RJ Andrews here.
Shut it, Frost! Did you make a backup like I asked, RJ?
A backup?
No, I told you that I...
You've been in contact with him before?
You better believe it. The agency took the only man I ever loved.
They weren't responsible.
Oh, yes, they were. They were! And I want a piece of the action. RJ and I go way back.
We just met via chat room 2 days ago.
It's all relative, baby. Where's the backup?
I didn't make one. I told you that wasn't the instructions.
No backup?
No.
Echo, please, you've got to think this through.
I already have, you patronizing jerk!
Echo, we need to get him...
Did you make a print copy?
Are you insane?
Any information vault somewhere in Dubai.
Dubai?
Or anywhere?
No, absolutely not. That's not part of the deal I made with him.
And I'm still part of the plan.
If you take care of Frost, you can name your price.
So no other copy of the launch codes.
He said that already.
Shut up!
This thumb drive is it, Echo. Now let's get on with it. Do what you're best at.
On it like stink on flies.
Echo, that's not the way.
Hush your mouth and say goodbye. Too late!
I don't believe it.
Things must have gotten out of, well, you know, control.
Wow.
I know, right? Crazy how those things happen, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Frost has nothing to say?
I have lots to say. I know your job was to take him out, Echo, but it didn't have to be a headshot.
The train moved. It's not my fault.
The cleaning crew was unexpected.
And not really in the budget.
Control.
But just for you, I found some extra cash to cover the mess.
You said take him out.
Not in the head we didn't.
Not my fault!
Do we have to keep talking about the violent death of one of my former pupils?
Why not? So you should have seen this guy sweating when I kept pushing to see if he had an extra copy of the codes.
Echo, we've heard the story.
Did Frost ever doubt your act not being an act?
He sure did.
No, I didn't.
For a second, you sure did.
I did not, Echo. Why didn't you go clean Baby and Baby Junior?
The look on your face!
Echo, go ahead and do what Frost asked you to do.
All right, fine. But why does everybody look so glum when we succeeded on the mission? That's what I want to know.
Not glum, just relieved.
Sure. See ya.
How long really, Frost?
Half a second. She sold it.
But still unstable, you think?
She blew RJ's head nearly clean off.
Now you know why you're assigned as her handler.
Speaking of which, we've intercepted a communication that there's a,
No. If I'm stuck with this maniac, I want a vacay first.
There isn't any money in the budget for a vacay, as you call it.
Find it in petty cash. I'm thinking Bermuda. Want to see the sights, Pendergast?
As long as it's wheelchair accessible.
Not my fault. Oh, wait.
You really need to work on your joke thing.
That was funny.
Not even close. Your time was off, and I gotta say, geez,
no,
work
no,
on
I'm,
your new
I'm
material.
Listen,
you make the same joke over.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Itchy Trigger Finger, Baby. In the cast, Alice Cashman as Echo, Trent Poe as Frost, Hagen Simmons as Pendergast, Sela Tucker as Control, and Brett Jones as R.J. Andrews, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.